Richard Martin's Wake Up Call podcast, presented every Monday and Friday, providing you with the truth and the facts. You decide.
A very warm welcome back to the show, ladies and gentlemen. This is Richard Martin, your host, and you are listening to the Wake Up Call on Friday, February the 10th, 2017, coming to you all the way from Malaysia. So the title of my show on the Wake Up Call Podbean page says I am long stupidity, which I am. But I'm also long corruption, excessive government debt, excessive risk-taking in financial markets, excessive complacency, terrible trade wars, protectionism. I am utterly and irretrievably long government and central bank incompetence, long the massive credit bubble blowing up, and long the entire financial system collapsing. I mean this, ladies and gentlemen. This is not just angry hyperbole. This is for real. Every word of it. The reason for this rational belief is that the entire financial and government system is built upon such lunacy, corruption, outright stupidity, and overall bad practices. The entire system is guaranteed to fail. You cannot input such stupidity and get out good results in the end. It is guaranteed to fail. This is a logical certainty. This isn't even a debatable issue or something an analyst would apply to a probability model towards. It's a 100% guaranteed outcome result of such poor inputs into the equation. Every single input into the health of the financial system is a patently flawed strategy. Not one input is sound and sustainable. 2 plus 2 doesn't equal negative zero gravity. Therefore, the entire financial system is going to crash, as it should, with such stupidity and massive incompetence. The question is how best to play this systemic crash this time round, while avoiding counterparty risk issues which occurred during the 2008 financial crash. The other question is what blame and culpability central bankers get this time for creating this financial asset bubble and doubling down on the very strategy that caused the 2008 financial crisis. Nobody could be this incompetent, clueless, reckless, and stupid in their actions, so it has to be outright corruption. As such, these central bankers need to start reaping what they sow in creating these financial asset bubbles that ultimately lead to financial system failures, like in 2000, 2007, and 2017. Message to central bankers. Your only job should be to stop creating artificial financial market asset bubbles that put the entire global economy at substantial risk, because the market conditions caused by unsustainable and extremely risky input monetary policies are guaranteed to lead to unstable results because of the very nature of them being artificial in nature and unsustainable. Financial market bubbles will occur enough on their own due to excessive speculation, but these are manageable. However, when central bankers encourage excessive risk-taking by market participants through extreme monetary policy initiatives like what ZERP for a decade represents, this presents risks that are unmanageable to the entire global interconnected financial system. This is where we are right now, the crux of the issue. It is going to end very badly. Everywhere from China, Japan, and Europe to the United States. Just look at all the government and private debt accumulated on balance sheets around the globe for the last decade and tell me with a straight face, A, this is sustainable, and B, this doesn't have severe consequences for the global economy going forward? Think in terms of the Greek debt crisis, writ large and applied to the entire global financial system. This is what central bankers need to be worried about, not a blip of improvement in the labour market or a tick up or down in inflation. It is financial market stability and the massive financial asset bubbles they artificially created in markets with zero interest rate policy. All right, ladies and gentlemen, well, there's plenty more of that, more about all sorts of different things. Health plans, where to choose a college, the issue of medical care and the costs of same. We'll be talking about the Trump relationship with the Federal Reserve, the unemployment rate from last week, the next US ambassador to the European Union. One wonders why they need an ambassador, frankly. The European Union is not a country. I know they'd like to think they were, but they're not. Lots and lots of fun things, all about US bankruptcy laws. You'll enjoy it. So please, donate at the Richard Martin's Wake Up Call pod.podbean.com page at the donate button, and you will get a show twice a week on Mondays and Fridays, 1 hour each. And there will be a donation of $70 with a reduction to $30 for those whose means are limited. And that is recurring once a quarter, once every 3 months, automatically from your card. So there you go. Have a great weekend ahead. I'll be back with you. This is Richard Martin saying bye-bye till Monday.
And there you have it. You decide.